Next up on the teleconference is Purdue head coach Sharon Versip. The Boilermakers are coming off a 20-14 season and a trip to the third round of the WNIT. Purdue has four starters back this year, including the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year and Ariana Harris, and fellow All-Big Ten honoree Dominique Oden. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. Could you start us off with a quick opening statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Absolutely. Hello, everybody. Just like with Kim, you know, everybody is excited for, you know, our season. I feel that we have a great mixture of, you know, returners from last year, you know, two freshmen, two sophomores that can bring so much more experience into this season. We lose Andreana Keys, who is, you know, was the emotional leader, kind of the glue. But we have some injured players that are back that I think are going to make a big difference. And the energy level and the emotional level is also with our freshman class. They are go-getters. They are talented. They are adjusting exceptionally well. And we have high expectations for them. So I feel with, you know, having Dominique Oden and Ariana Harris, who are all Big Ten selections going into this week, and Carissa McLaughlin coming back, I think that inside-outside punch, we're really looking forward to getting out on the court and seeing what we're all about.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now take questions from the media.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And your first question is from the line of Vera Jones with the Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Coach. Welcome to a new year.
Good morning.
You mentioned your freshman class. You have high expectations. Can you share a little bit about who excites you the most this year?
Yeah, we're very similar to Kim. We have a lot of depth this year, 11 to 12 players that can step on the court and help us. And Kiana Traylor from Martinsville, she scored the most points in Indiana. And she just has a point guard mentality, where Carissa last year we had to take her from a two guard to a point guard. KT is a lefty, exceptionally quick, really has that mindset to set everybody else up, really crafty, can go one-on-one to the hall and break people down. Cassidy Harden is a sharpshooter, really can shoot the ball well, very physical kid. If somebody's in her face, she can still get her shot off. Nagwa Goni, 6'2", very long and lanky. You know, we've been able to put a lot of lean mass on her, and she just does all the little intangibles. She's a good shot blocker. She can run well. She's a good defender, working on her offense. Lindsay Wilby, she's a transfer from Texas Tech. Fortunate that she's eligible right away, and she's just a one-on-one player. Again, break people down, create for herself, and, you know, on that rebounding side. So, you know, those are the things that we really want to do well this year. I always feel like we can defend, but we need to rebound well. We feel like we have some pieces. And then Fatu Dang, who was hurt last year, 6'5 kid, really is just a big body kid. We're just excited to get her on the floor and take up some great space and do some damage down there.
Thanks.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from the line of Christy Winterscott with the Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach. Great to hear your voice this morning.
Thank you, Christy.
Well, with the young team that you have, in terms of leadership, I know you only had one senior in Keys last year, but the leadership piece, and, you know, I see it as being Oden. Do you see the same thing in your practices so far?
It's we got three leaders on the floor. We got Ariana Harris has stepped up to another level. Down low, she's pretty much communicating and getting everybody into the offenses and defenses. So she's really been impressive in that manner, just has really matured beyond measure. So, but it's Ariana, Dominique Oden giving instruction and understanding game situations and trying to teach the young ones. And then Carissa McLaughlin, those 40 minutes she played every game is just, she's just in the growth that she has had. You can't even put a number on it. You can't even, can't measure it, but she just steps on the floor and just has a total different presence. So when you have three players that played as much as they did last year, You know, the leadership has been great. Our team chemistry is at the highest level that we've had in the last 3 years. So it's just really exciting.
Terrific. Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Shelley Till with the Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Sharon. Welcome back.
Thanks. I'm with Kim, man. I love the three women asking us questions. Love it.
Yes, we do too. Hey, you mentioned, obviously, that you have your three returners with a wealth of experience. You mentioned a lot of new pieces and new components. What have been or what are you seeing right now as the biggest challenges trying to mesh those two pieces together?
Well, I think it's always, you know, when it's early is, a, you know, executing and understanding the system and purpose of offenses. But, again, we have four returners, and Tam Farquhar is another one. So when you can – we try to balance the teams out, so they're learning at a high tick rather than having all the returners on one team. So I've always been a coach that way, so it's really competitive in practice. So I feel that we've done a good job, but, you know, when game situations happen is understanding, you know, what we need to do at the right time, what we're looking for. But, again, we're further along than we were last year at this time, and we have more young players. So I think it just shows the type of recruiting with the basketball IQ and how coachable they are.
Thanks. Good luck.
Your next question is from the line of Michelle Vopel with ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach. I was wondering if I could ask you a little bit more of a general question. Obviously, you have a long history in the Big Ten, and I'm wondering if you feel like the conference is really making strides in terms of sort of, you know, the top-to-bottom strength and how that prepares teams for the NCAA tournament. And going into this year, that confidence you have maybe that this is a fairly strong conference from top to bottom.
Great question, Michelle, and I appreciate you recognizing that. I really feel that it's our Big Ten conference, since I've been at going in 13 years, that top to bottom it is the strongest conference. And I think that some of us obviously have been around for 12 to 15, 16 years, and then there's other new coaches that have really brought a great recruiting base and flair to the conference, like Maryland and Rutgers and you know, especially, you know, Kim going to Michigan. So, you know, we always talk about making our conference the best and playing the best non-conference. But I think, you know, day in and day out, you can't circle on any given day that, hey, you might be able to win this basketball game. So it keeps us competitive, hoping that everywhere in the country they notice that and recognize that the Big Ten has done their due diligence, and hopefully we'll be able to get, you know, eight teams in the NCAA because of the talent and what we've been doing. So I think it's the strongest since I've been here.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Best of luck this season.
Great. Thank you.